Okay, so this is going to be an interview of Dean Kelly. This is Memorial Day 2005. First off, I guess I'm going to ask you just what are your earliest memories of Holstein, Iowa?
Well, earliest memory, I don't know, just would be grade school, you know, something like around fourth and fifth grade. I can remember some incidents about that. And I can visualize even the house that we lived in Holstein.
What did your dad do?
My dad worked, I should say slaves, at Hermeke's Sinclair gas station. He went to work before dawn and came home after dark. Every day. Never got a day of vacation. Nothing. I think all that was for $15 a week.
Okay, what were your brothers doing?
Oh, my oldest brother was in the Army, and he was in the Philippine Islands. My second other brother, Dale, he was actually in high school in Holstein, and he had got a job as a printer's devil for the publisher of the Holstein Advance, which is the paper of Holstein, and his name was Max Hugin. And Mr. Hugin was a friend of my father's because they were both from around West Side in Arcadia, Iowa.
Okay, well, what was life like there? Did you have to, how far you had to walk to school? What was school like?
Well, didn't have to walk for it. Well, a very short distance to school. Maybe, you know, like one time we lived at what we called the Bronco House, and that was just right kitty corner across the crossroads of this to go to the school. It was an old brownstone school building.
What was the school like? How big were the classrooms and classes?
Oh, the classes, I think there in my class there were 22 boys and 8 girls.
Wow, you really remember how many of each boys and girls, huh?
Remember, yeah, and, well, it was, because after all, we all started together in kindergarten and went all the way up through 8th grade. But, of course, we moved, and when I was in 7th grade, we moved away.
Yeah. Can you think of any memories? I remember you talking about streetcar tracks, the things that you did there, you know, during your boyhood.
After we moved to Omaha, well, I was in high school, I was taking, I love chemistry. And I had purchased some empty 00 capsules at the local drugstore. And I stitched some potassium chlorate from the high school chemistry laboratory. Potassium chlorate is a very powerful oxidizer. And I mixed it in a mortar with a pestle with some flowers of sulfur. And I filled that up, filled the capsules with that, put them on the streetcar track, and I went right by a house. And when the streetcar went over it, of course, big blast. And the streetcar driver, one of them, would get out and take his flashlight and look underneath the streetcar and want to know what's going on.
When was it that your parents had the boarding house?
Oh, that was at that time when I was in high school.
Okay.
Actually, a woman by the name of Wilma Marshall owned the, I should say, business boarding house, and almost all the boarders were girls who worked at Mutual of Omaha headquarters. This place was at 3521 Farnham Street in Omaha, Nebraska, and Mutual of Omaha headquarters is at 3400.
That's interesting.
So it'd be kind of fun to always get out and get a bag of lunch, and when lunchtime came, all these girls come streaming out of that Bishop of Omaha building. And they're usually farm girls who came into the Omaha to, with, I suppose, the main objective was to find a husband. But they would work at the Bishop of Omaha.
Tell me a little bit about high school and your swimming career.
Oh, high school and swimming career. Yeah, I was on a swim team. And on a couple of meets, we did very well. I swam the 50-yard dash.
Do you have any questions for Grandpa?
Well, when were you born?
When was I born?
Uh-huh.
Well, I know the date was August 5th, 1927. A long time ago.
So what did you do for fun?
For fun? Well...
Did you go to movies?
Well, whenever that my parents had a spare dime, it cost 10 cents to go to the cinema. There in Holstein. But usually I would take my 410 shotgun and go along. We were close to the railroad. Walk down to the trestle. There was a trestle down there.
What is a trestle?
A trestle? That's where the railroad track crosses a creek.
Okay.
It's the bridge over the creek. Mm-hmm.
What's your question?
What did you do fun at school?
Fun at school? I don't know. I remember Lorraine Terry sat in front of me, and we had desks back and forth like that. And we had inkwell, and she had pigtails, and I used to take pigtails and dunk them in the ink.
So you didn't have pencils and very much paper or anything, huh?
Well, we had that, but we also had the straight pens. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Didn't you have any projects when you were at school?
No, I don't think so.
He's thinking about when he's in kindergarten. They do a lot of projects in kindergarten, all the artwork and stuff. Okay. So, what did you do after you graduated high school?
Oh, I went right into the Merchant Marine. I was sent from Omaha to Minneapolis, and then from Minneapolis to Sheepshead Bay, Brooklyn, New York, which was the place for the training of a seaman for the Merchant Marine. The United States Maritime Service.
Okay, when was you and Grandma got married?
Thank you, boy. June 26, 1954.
Yeah, that's going away. So we're still way back in the Merchant Marines. Okay, so what was your job in the Merchant Marines?
Well, since you had no experience, the first thing was I was called a best boy. Mm-hmm. And really what all it was is the crew had the different officers had what they called the saloon mess, and they were served their meals in there, and then the crew in the crew mess. And the best boy serves their food. They could order, I think, a choice of two entrees.
Weren't you on a war or something, I thought?
What did he say?
Weren't you in a war?
Well, that was during World War II, the very end of it.
Oh. So where did you go?
Well,
Iraq?
I went to Venezuela.
Iraq?
No, no, no. Please, I hope not.
Where else?
Well, mostly it was on this... It was intercoastal ships from Baltimore, Maryland, down to Port Arthur, Texas. And then we started going through the Panama Canal. We'd go down through the Panama Canal and up to San Francisco, Los Angeles and San Francisco.
When did you go to Paris?
Paris? Let's see. What's your enough, Ben?
how old were you when
well,
you went
I was
there?
18, I suppose. Mm-hmm. And I can't really pin down the exact dates, mm-hmm. but it was in 1945.
Okay.
When I went to Paris. And, of course, that was right the time when World War II was over.
You want to ask him something about what he saw in Paris?
Did you see the Eiffel Tower?
Yes, I did. One of the most beautiful structures in Paris is Napoleon's tomb. I don't know how high it is, but it's very high, and it's a very polished mahogany tomb.
Where else did you go when you were in the Merchant Marines?
Well, I said we went to
Egypt.
No, England. Went to England.
Well, tell me about San Francisco.
What do you want to know about San Francisco?
Well, didn't you have to stay there for a while?
I did have to go stay there because it was on board the ship, and they were unionized. So I had to belong to the union, which was part of the CIO, Congress of Industrial Organizations, they called it. And we had to honor the longshoremen in San Francisco went on strike. And we had to honor their strike, so we couldn't cross their picket line. So we were frozen out of the job. I had to live reading kind of a bunkhouse there in San Francisco.
I thought you said you lived at the YMCA.
Well, yeah.
At the YMCA.
Right on the Embarcadero. Mm-hmm. The Embarcadero is the street that follows the wharves.
Okay.
That's where the YMCA is. Probably still there.
So where were you when the war was over?
Stop for a minute. Mm-hmm. I was still at home. Yeah, at VE Day. Mm-hmm. And VJ Day, I was in New York City at Times Square. Absolute pandemonium.
Oh, I bet. Yeah. A lot of people, huh?
A lot of people. And I remember to this day, I can still see it, a bunch of guys like myself and these WACs, which was the Women's Army Corps, mm-hmm. locked arms. And walk down Broadway.
Okay. You have a question, sweetie?
Uh-huh. Did you have any games back then?
Any games?
Uh-huh. Any what?
Any games.
Games? No.
What kind of games? You want to ask him what he might have saw in New York City?
The Eiffel Tower?
No,
I meant the Empire State Building.
Yes, I went all the way up, even up to the 102nd floor.
How about the Statue?
How about the Statue of Liberty?
I didn't go there. I don't know if it was closed at the time or not. But some things were closed.
Where did you go? Did you leave the Merchant Marines right after the war was over?
I think I went home.
Home to Omaha?
Yeah.
What was your first job after you got out of the Merchant Marine?
I don't remember, dear.
You don't remember?
I think it was a horrible job. First, we were rebuilding Ford engines. And the worst other job was working at Swift & Company, which is a packing house. And I worked in the lard refinery.
You got another question?
Uh-huh. Did you have any toys back then?
Toys?
No toys. But I did have cameras. When I was in Paris, I got a 9x12 centimeter Zeiss Icon press camera. But I couldn't take any pictures because you needed what was called a film pack adapter, and I couldn't get one. So I put an ad in the Omaha World Herald, that's the newspaper there, to sell it. And some commercial photographer came and bought it just for the lens. He gave me $50 just for the lens.
Did you go any more states or countries or anything?
What's any that? More different states?
Well, see, England and France.
That was when you were in the Merchant Marine.
Yeah.
Tell me about England.
About England? There isn't much to say about England. England, really, the countryside is beautiful.
Did they have lots of flowers?
Well, their fields always look so clean and neat.
Have you seen the Netherlands?
The what?
The Netherlands.
The Netherlands.
Well, no, I didn't go to Holland.
So you went back home to Omaha. Did you go to California next, or did you enter the Army next? What happened next?
And I'm trying to think, it was June of 46, when did I marry my high school sweetheart? Somewhere around there.
Oh, that's right. You tell me about your...
I married my first wife.
First wife.
Who was your first wife?
What?
Who was your first wife?
Her maiden name was Ellen Jacobson.
Okay. And you have an apartment?
We had an apartment in the southern part of Omaha.
Mm-hmm.
And seemed to be getting along pretty good. And then she found someone else of interest.
But didn't you have to go into the Army to go to Korea at some point?
Well, that was later on, yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, I got a question that is there anything neat in Omaha?
What's neat in Omaha?
Well, it's just very nice cities. Mm-hmm. And as far as parks are concerned, they have a park called Elmwood Park, which is just beautiful because it is mainly of elm trees that are still alive and apparently have not been affected by the Dutch elm disease.
So what job were you working at when you were married to Ellen?
Well, one time I worked, I drove a Petrocola pop truck. That was horrible, very hard work. And another time I worked at Swift & Company, which is a packing house. I worked in a large refinery.
At some point, did you decide to go back to school, or you were drafted in the Army?
I was always trying to go back to school, even on a part-time basis.
Mm-hmm. Did you see any neat animals when you were down in Omaha?
Any neat animals?
Neat animals? No, but I understand now they have what's called the Henry Doherty Zoo, which is world famous.
Mm-hmm. I didn't see it.
Have you seen it?
No, I have not.
So when were you drafted into the Army?
Well, let me think about that. Turn it off.
You volunteered for
the draft. I volunteered for the draft in July 1946, I think. Something like that.
Did you have some training?
Oh, yeah. I went to basic training at Camp Roberts, California. And I met two very good friends that are still friends. One of them I'm still in touch with, Hal Ryerson, and it turns out that my present wife, Doretta Kelly, knew Hal because his parents owned a grocery store, and my wife had a crush on Hal. Nice guy.
So you went to boot camp in California?
It's not called boot camp.
No.
That's Navy.
No, that's Navy. Okay.
Army is basic training.
Basic training, okay.
In Camp Roberts, California.
Okay.
Which is right between, halfway between San Francisco and Los Angeles.
Okay.
Why don't you turn it off, please?
So what happened after basic training?
Well, after basic training, I was sent to Korea. And there, as I said, there were four friends, Hal Ryerson, Dave Millen, and Al Ogden. And I went straight right to Yokohama, and from Yokohama right to Korea. Al Ogden went from Yokohama to a training center in southern Japan. And Dave Millen and Hal Ryerson went to some more basic training, more field training in Japan, and then with the 25th Division. I was in Korea with the 7th Division, the 31st Infantry Regiment. The 31st Infantry Regiment is very famous because it's the regiment of which the so-called Death March, where American soldiers were forced to march in baton by the Japanese victors.
Yeah. In the Korean War or in the World War II?
No, World War II.
World War II.
Okay, I wasn't with them then.
Yeah. My turn.
When did you first visit Washington?
Sorry?
When did you first visit Washington?
Oh, gosh, I remember. I guess when I came back from Korea, from Korea to Yokohama, that's in Japan, and from Yokohama, Japan, to Seattle, Washington.
So, what year was that?
I'm trying to remember the years.
54. Probably 1954.
Is there anything else you want to tell me about Korea?
No.
It was kind of a tough time, huh?
Well, war is always bad.
Yeah.
And I was with the 31st Infantry Regiment in the 7th Division, and our actions were around with a city in South Korea called Chuncheon, and a lot of the action near Wacheon, North Korea. Spent most of my time around Wacheon, North Korea. That's Wachon.
But you weren't you?
I was sergeant major.
Yeah, I mean, you were promoted quite quickly, weren't you? You were sergeant major.
Well, I got a stripe every 30 days. This is as fast as they could promote me.
But then, when the war was over, you got out of the Army. You didn't want to stay in the Army.
No, in fact, well, the colonel wanted me to accept a commission. Well, that's a no-brainer. You want to become a second lieutenant and become an infantry platoon leader, or to stay as a sergeant major as the battalion? There's no, that's a no-brainer, because you just don't...
What's the difference? You go out to the front, or...?
You're on patrol.
Mm-hmm. Well, what was Japan like when you went to Japan?
What did he say?
Japan. What was Japan like?
Well...
They have lots of cities?
Well, sure they had. That was a big country. Big in terms of number of people.
Did they have some countrysides?
Yes, they had beautiful countrysides. And they had big cities like Tokyo and Yokohama.
Did they have any parks?
I think so.
So what did you do when you after the Korean War was over?
Okay, I got out of the Army, and I met someone called Doretta Clifford.
Well, wait a second. We forgot to talk about your first wife, how we...
Well, I can't remember all that.
You don't want to remember all that, huh?
I didn't say I didn't want to.
You can't remember.
I don't know. What was there to... She found somebody else of interest.
Okay.
So...
But that was while you were in Korea, right?
Well, yeah. And before I went to Korea, too.
Okay. So, where did you move when you got out of the Army? Were you in California then?
I stayed in California. I went from... my parents were living in a place called Duarte.
Well, why did they move to California?
Because it seems like everybody in the family was moving from Omaha to California. Better jobs.
Okay.
More pay.
What was...
And no winters.
Okay, what was your dad doing?
My dad worked for a company called Drapery Hardware. It was basically manual labor.
Mm-hmm. Did you have another question?
Have you been to south of Asia? Because you've been to the south of Asia because Iraq's down there.
No, not south of Asia, no. That's
no.
Place.
Didn't get there. I didn't want to go there either.
So, when you got back to California...
Camp Roberts. I was stationed there, and I was discharged from the Army at Camp Roberts, California.
Okay.
And then I went and started college at East Los Angeles Junior College, and that...
So were you able to get money from the GI Bill or something?
Oh, yes. I was on the GI Bill.
Okay.
And, as I said, in an evening psychology class at East Los Angeles JC, I met Doretta Clifford. And it's kind of an amusing little story is that this one professor I liked very well, he was didn't have a doctorate, he had a bachelor's degree. His name is Jean Marais. That's a French name. Mm-hmm. Jean is J-E-A-N, like John. Mm-hmm. Jean. And he taught psychology and philosophy, and I took every course he had. And one time, one evening, we were at class, and he said something about marriage and looked over my way. I sat in the front row. And I said, don't look right my way. I'm not married. And see, of course, he always passed the seventh plan around to take roll. Mm-hmm. But there was a young woman sitting in that class who was pretty smart. She got that stuff out, she counted the names, and by that time, now she had my name. And she went home that night and told her mother, she said, I met a guy at class, kind of interesting, very kind of homely. I was very poor, wearing an old Glen plaid suit, didn't have very good clothes, nice looking clothes. But we went out for a date, and...
So did you ask her out for a date?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, when we were there, we said, let's go out and have some coffee. Well, we got to the drive-in. She didn't drink coffee. She had a pot of tea, and I had a cup of coffee. And we were both smoking at the time. We had a cigarette.
What was your first date?
Was that it? Or did you go to a movie?
Oh, God, you got turned off from your mom.
Well, I remember Mom talking about a movie called The Moon is Blue.
The Moon is Blue.
Was that your first movie, or was that later on?
That was our first date.
Mm-hmm.
And it was in downtown Los Angeles, and she lived in Alhambra, which is very far from there. And coming home from the date that night on Ramona Freeway, I had a flat tire.
Oh, no, you had a flat tire on your birthday.
It was at night, and I'm out there changing that flat tire. The cars are whizzing by me.
What kind of car did you have?
I had a 1941 Plymouth.
Okay. What's your question for you?
What was the first state that you visited when you visited the United States?
Well, sweetie, he was born in Iowa.
I was born in Iowa. And my parents and my uncles and aunts moved.
I met after all the countries.
He was in California now.
We all moved to California, so I went to California.
Oh.
Okay?
Okay.
And that's where I met Grandma.
So
the professor, Mr. Barres, said something about marriage and looked over at me, and I said, don't look at me, I'm not married.
Yeah, we got that story already.
You got that story already.
So you dated, and after a while, the mom always said that you were kind of reluctant because you kind of felt bad about being divorced.
I was very much so.
You proposed. Tell me about proposing. Come on.
I can't remember.
Oh, I thought you hid the rings.
We were going out. I bought a corsage, so I had the ring wired in the blossom of the flower.
Okay. What kind of flower was it?
A camellia.
What kind of food did they have when you were in Japan?
I'll tell you about that a little bit later, okay?
Okay.
I got to tell you the story about the corsage. Okay, so I had a little piece of forest wire, and I wired an engagement ring to the flower.
Mm-hmm.
We were at our favorite restaurant, Ross's, to have a steak sandwich before we'd go out. And we always went up to a place called the Ice House. It's kind of special place up in the mountain where we go all the time.
What is the ice house?
It was a restaurant.
No, it was place where there was a three men played string instruments.
Oh.
It was a kind of a combo. And come to find out that our close friends, Dick and Doris Hughes, they did the same thing. They went up there.
Was it dancing?
Yes, they were dancing.
What about the thing I told you about a little bit ago?
He wanted to know about the food in Japan.
What about it?
I know you don't like rice very much.
No, well.
Well, I love rice.
You love rice?
Uh-huh.
Well, good, you can have all mine. We had the same kind of food as you have here, meat and potatoes and vegetables.
Oh.
And soup every day.
Uh-huh.
So what did you have when you got married to Mom? Or were
what
you just going to school?
No, I had to, because I met her, it was in high school. And I was working for Pacific Finance as a skip tracer. That's one of the fellow that tries to find people who don't pay their bills.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't a very pleasant job.
Okay, so tell me about your wedding.
Oh, what do you want to know about the
wedding? About the wedding. Well, I guess we have a tape of it, so you don't have to know that much about it. But who was there anybody that came there from far away?
Oh, did you hurt yourself?
The cat fell down.
What did you ask me? What did you say?
Oh, was there anybody that came from far away that you hadn't seen in a while to your wedding?
I don't remember.
You don't remember?
No.
Okay. All right, well, after you got married, where did you live?
Our first apartment was at 1300 Fremont Street in Alhambra, California. And right out in front were railroad tracks, and the landlord, when we rented the apartment, says, "Oh, don't worry too much about that. There were never any trains." It turned out it was the main line of the Chicago Northwestern.
Have you been to Oregon before?
And if you were on the telephone and a train came by, it said, "Wait a minute, we'll talk a little while later." So you had to wait for the train to come by so we could hear. It was the train made it very noisy. And we had a dog, and our dog's name was Princess. She's a German Shepherd, a sweet girl, little girl.
I always wanted to see what that German Shepherd looked like.
So how long did you live there?
Oh, not too long. Then we bought, you could buy, I was a GI, and you could buy a home for $50 down. Isn't that amazing?
Mm-hmm.
And we bought a brand new home in Anaheim, California. 9702 Cole Chester Drive.
Well, you remember all those addresses pretty well.
And it was right by Brookhurst and Ball Road in Anaheim, California. Not too far from Disneyland.
Want to ask him about Disneyland?
No, I got to ask him about the home. When you were first married to Grandma Kelly, where did you live?
Were you telling us about?
I told you that. We lived in Anaheim, California.
Oh. Okay, so you bought this house. Was that where Bruce was born?
Bruce was born in the hospital of Alhambra, California. Mm-hmm. And that's true. We were living in Anaheim at the time. But the doctor was your grandma's family doctor all the time. She lived in Alhambra. She had to be, she wanted to have her baby with Dr. Riddell, Orrin J. Riddell of Alhambra, California. And Uncle Eric was born in Santa Ana or Garden Grove, California? One of the two.
Were you still living at the same place?
Yes. 9702 Colchester. And the day we moved from 9702 to Colchester, Anaheim, in Anaheim, Garden Grove, I'm getting confused now. We moved to the San Fernando Valley in Granada Hills, and Jay was born the day, and Somewhere around there. He's right around there.
Oh, I remember Mom talking about that. He was born the day about around the time
we were moving.
Did you see any of the Disney characters when you were at Disneyland?
Oh, yes. When people came to visit us, they always wanted to go to Disneyland, so we went to Disneyland.
Did you see Mickey Mouse?
Yeah, we saw Mickey Mouse. We saw Minnie Mouse. And
Goofy?
Goofy. Saw Goofy.
Donald?
Donald Duck, you bet.
Mm-hmm. What jobs did you have during that time period?
Well, just, I'll tell you that. Let me have something to drink.
Okay.
I'll go get it.
Wait. Well, so, when did you get your tattoo?
Well, I was in a merchant marine, and I was in New York City. And, see, my father had a tattoo, my brother Warren had a tattoo, and my brother Dale had a tattoo. So I got to get a tattoo, too.
Oh, I didn't know all your father and brothers had tattoos. What was their tattoos?
I don't know what they were. I do know my oldest brother. They were mostly names of places he'd been, like in Asia.
Okay.
Shanghai and Singapore and all those places like that. So that did as far as it. Mm-hmm. I just had well, I shouldn't have, but I did.
Interesting experiences.
Yes, I was on this ship called the Emery Victory. And it was intercoastal. In other words, we went from New York and Baltimore down through the Panama Canal up to Los Angeles and San Francisco. And when we were going through the canal, sometimes you had to wait in line to get through the canal. So we were anchored in Lake Gatun, G-A-T-U-N, which is part of the canal. So we had to wait our turn to get through. So while we were waiting, and we were anchored in Lake Gatun, me and one of this other guy, we decided we went swimming in Lake Gatun. And we could see the crocodiles basking in the sun on the beach. Off in the distance.
No, we're out in Panama.
No, on Panama Canal. Yeah.
Panama Canal.
Oh, did you go to our lakes or seas or anything when you were in the countries or states?
Well, that's kind of hard to say.
I don't understand that, Sky.
Yeah, he was just telling about the Panama Canal.
Oh.
So I was asking you about what jobs you had.
After when we were small,
when Bruce was born and Eric was born. Okay, well, when we were living in Anaheim, I worked at Delco Battery on the assembly line. This monotonous, tiring work. Basically, what I was doing was putting cells in the batteries, and it would go down the assembly line, and other people put cells in, and they'd put up the tar in to make a new battery.
Are they big batteries or little batteries?
Big car batteries.
Car batteries.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what did you do after that?
Oh, you're right. I went to work for Safeway in the warehouse in the cheese department. And
Safeway made cheese?
Yes, they did. Safeway had a creamery in Vernon, California, which is near downtown Los Angeles. And the stores would put in orders for what they wanted. And I happened to work in the cheese department, and these orders would come through for the various stores for what they wanted in the way of cheese, and we put them in boxes, and then they were shipped out by Safeway truck to Safeway stores.
So when was that you worked there? Was it when Bruce was a baby? Or?
Yeah, Bruce was a baby.
Okay.
How did they have a cheese factory at Safeway?
No, that's where they have the cheese factory. That's where they made the cheese.
Like the Tillamook cheese factory?
Well, I guess so. It would be a cheese factory. They collected milk and cream from farmers and cream cans and brought it into the creamery and made cheese.
Oh, so they how they make cheese.
Very interesting.
Okay, so you were in Granada Hills. Is that you doing a different job there?
I'm still gotta think.
So, Granada Hills, that's where I was born? I mean, that's where you lived when I was born, right?
I think so, yeah. 1960?
Yeah.
You were born in Van Nuys Presbyterian Hospital.
I remember that house. It was like a little pink house. It was pink.
It was?
Yeah.
Oh, 10820 Dempsey Avenue.
You remember the address, so.
Right?
I don't remember the address.
Our next door neighbor was the Smiths. Right?
Oh, you know what?
Margaret Smith.
Talk about memories that I have. I remember that they always had a candy jar or something on their table.
Margaret Smith, and then she had a brother.
And there was a school across the street?
There was a school with chain link fence around it. Get to crawl over the chain link fence and play in the schoolyard.
Where did you move after that house, where did you move to?
I'm trying to think now. Did we move to
Thousand Oaks?
Thousand Oaks, that's right. We moved up to Thousand Oaks.
And is that when you got the job with Robbins?
Yes. That was the start of the good times. It was a good job. Very good job. And I had a colleague one time who was quite a character. He said, "You can't beat these jobs." He says, "It's a good job. The company pays you money. They give you a brand new car and plenty of time off to look for a better job."
Tell me about Thousand Oaks. Was it kind of a new development, new area?
It was just being developed into a residential area. Prior to that, they had animals there in the city of Los Angeles, lions, caged lions. I remember that one time they would have the lions in the cages there, and then the audience would be out there just not far away, and a guy would come out and start talking about the lions. But one time we were out there, and about three or four female lions were in this one cage, and he was talking about... And he's not going to turn around and feed all the people that were in the audience.
Well,
that would be awful. They sure move fast.
Where did you move after the Thousand Oaks?
I'm going to talk more about Thousand Oaks first before I ask that. And why did you move to Thousand Oaks?
Well, why don't you try for a bit?
Okay.
I got it.
Okay.
Well, we moved to Thousand Oaks into what's called the Shadow Oaks area of Thousand Oaks, and which was right close to the park, and our kids could play in the park.
Yeah, I remember the park.
And Jay and Peg, they lived in a little different area of Thousand Oaks than we did. Our house was a very large house, I think over 3,000 square feet.
Wow. Tell me something about the neighborhood and the neighbors.
Well, our first next door neighbors, we all know, were Liz and Lee Heggie.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And our daughter, Dina, and their son, would sit in the windows. The houses were close together, but they would sit in the windows and they would talk to one another. And I guess one time, our daughter Dana fell out right through the screen and fell out the window. And The young Yankee boy got scared and screamed and ran for his mommy. Mommy, 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 Dana fell out of the window.
That was you?
I guess so.
That was her.
What?
And there were some twin boys.
Did she get hurt?
No, she didn't get hurt.
Good.
There's some twin boys that was around where everybody thought they were such nice boys and everything. They rode unicycles. Do you remember that, Dana?
No, I don't remember that.
They rode unicycles. But they had broken into the house to the west of us was vacant. They had broken into that. And we went in to see what was going on. And they had all these Playboy and Penthouse magazines up there in the kind of an attic, like a fair. So we closed the place up and so they couldn't get into the sliding glass door. Okay, let's stop it for a minute.
What about the neighbors across the street?
Max and Glass Holmesburg. And then a daughter named Sandra and a boy named Jeffrey. And they're really good friends. Max, engineer. I think he worked for... I'm not sure where it was. Gladys was a blonde girl from a farm in Ohio who came to California and met and married a Jewish boy by the name of Max Honigsberg. And they were just a delightful couple.
I wanted to back up a little bit and ask you about your parents and where they were living. Or when. Remember? We were probably still in Granada Hills when they died, huh? Mm-hmm. Or when your mom died.
Massachusetts.
Oh, I think so. My parents were living in Hollydale, California, which is a part of Southgate, which is very close to Dale and Nancy. And that's one reason why they lived there, because they were close to Dale. And I know when we lived there, and we lived in Thousand Oaks, there was two or three acres that was vacant there at Brookhurst and Ball Road. A Japanese American farmer planted that all acres, all in tomatoes. And my mother came out one time and she bought two or three bushels of tomatoes and she canned tomatoes like crazy for us. Pretty simple job canning tomatoes. They're high acid content, so they don't require a lot of processing.
Well, that's interesting. I don't remember your mom very much.
Hold on. So. Hold off for a second.
Okay.
She can be very mean. She's very sensitive. Oh, no.
Right.
Yeah. 34, when I come home from